K-State Nation, what's happening? Eddie Greer for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition here on a new month of 2021, July 1st, 2021. This morning is regards to already K-State Stanford already as the countdown continues as we're another month down. June is in the books. Now July is upon us, and that means we're inching ever closely to K-State's football season campaign beginning September 4th against the Stanford Cardinal from that Pac-12 team. Of course, Stanford last year in their six-game season finished 4-2, while the Cats ended the disastrous 2020 campaign slash pandemic with a 4-6 record. But already, folks, the odds are already out, if you want to call it the betting lines, already out for, or at least I want to put it this way, the early lines here. And this came out, actually, I went on, this was on my Twitter feed. So, at the moment right now, early Stanford is called the early favorite by not that much. Earlier it was 2, and then the recent ones showed that Stanford is plus 1.5. So K-State is an underdog, a slight underdog, if you want to put it that way, minus 1.5. There is going to be a lot of movement going on between now and September 4th. Obviously, we've already talked about the quarterback position on this podcast, and that's going to be not going to be the last time that we talk about it here, obviously, going in there. This is a big game, obviously, for K-State. Obviously, for us to get off to a good start. Obviously, last year's nightmarish start against Arkansas State playing bad, especially playing at home. The only difference is now you go on, it's a neutral site, but it's in Arlington, Texas, where this game was supposed to be a home game, and the talk is never going to stop here in the Purple Project Podcast. So, I mean, yes, K-State Nation, y'all better show up, and it should be in good force because K-State does travel pretty good, especially when it's neutral site when you're talking about Jerry's World. But Stanford is going to be breaking in. Interesting line already because you already talked about the quarterbacks on both sides. Stanford is going to be breaking in new quarterbacks for a start of the year, while K-State's getting them back their big-time QB named Skylar Thompson, who's going to be changed his number from number 10 to the famous 7. And I've been stirring on that for a while now. You know, you're going to get my thoughts on that as we get more closer and closer to the 2021 campaign for the Wildcats and Chris Klieman. But yeah, absolutely. This is big. I mean, obviously, again, I haven't really focused my attention on the defense yet. We have some key pieces back on that defense. When we look at the offense, you get Skylar Thompson back. Obviously, you get, again, one of the more dynamic running backs in the conference in Deuce. And you get a receiving core that was pretty much very inconsistent and suspect throughout the year, obviously. And then, of course, Malik Knowles goes out and plays his last two games on fire. You get and a whole lot more on the receiving side coming up here later on, here this month on the Purple Pocket Podcast. We will talk a lot more about the receivers. Obviously, they're going to need to step up. As well, you got an offensive line back. And so there's a lot of moving parts there that you have to be excited about. But the offensive execution, that's going to be the key to all of this and how that goes. Because obviously, last year, play calling got very stagnant. So, but Stanford, they lost Davis Mills last year, and that's an interesting line going in there. So, I mean, I have not seen much of Stanford. I'm probably going to have to scroll, look at their highlights a little bit here, between here and there, and see what we're going to be up against. Obviously, Stanford, a household name now. They're one of the, you want to put them in that bluegrass territory, but I'm going to put them in a big household name category, if you will. So, Chris Klieman, Skylar Thompson, at least for now, according to a Bet Online AG, is an underdog. And it started at -2, and it went down to being -1.5 there. So, already K-State, Stanford lines opening up already in the last day of June and into the beginning, 1st of July there. I can't stress this enough, and Wildcat Nation, you're going to hear us say this right up until the kickoff, 11 a.m. on FS1 against those and against that Cardinal team over there. That is, I advise, this is very important for them to get off to a good start. And why not open up, get a big resume win, then get it against a good Pac-12 team than Stanford. So, obviously, defensively for K-State, we got Jerron McPherson back. In the secondary, obviously, we got obviously Stubblefield. His journey has been up and down, but he's going to be back with us. Linebackers, Cody Fletcher, Dan Green. I'm doing this off of memory there. You got good defensive ends. It's just a lot, lot to look forward to on that side of the ball. Obviously, so, I mean, we'll see. I mean, last year's opener was a very big disappointment at home against Atlantic 10 Conference, something like that, somewhere in there. But, yeah, very disappointed there. And I'm definitely going to go back one of these days and listen to that pod. I'm probably actually going to go through that whole season there, because yeah, there are a lot of missed opportunities there. But anyways, not to get this thing sidetracked, to wrap this up real quick, K-State and opens up their betting line as an underdog so far July 1st against their opening team, the K-State 2021 K-State football campaign Skimmer Cardinal, at the moment right now -1.5. And remember, folks, obviously, the Eastern Conference Finals is going on right now. So, kind of bouncing around, working around that a little bit with the potential. Obviously, Game 5 tonight. So, Game 6 is going to be over on Saturday night on July 4th weekend. So, we could potentially do our next podcast next week now. There's some tying up some loose ends here, trying to get this interview finalized. And I mean, I've been talking about that for almost a full week now. So I've been bouncing around and everything else like that. No, Alex got his work thing going on, and I've been bouncing around, potentially having new beginnings on my end as well. So there's a lot of bouncing around, Wildcat Nation, going on this end. But if you have not listened to that yet, you better get caught up now, because we will at some point, either the end of this week or next week for sure, line up another podcast for you on the weekly side of things as well. But I appreciate y'all for listening, downloading the Purple Project Podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts, Eddie Greeter III. Go Cats! This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily.